Now, have you got your Christmas tree yet, or are you leaving it until this weekend? Well, as part of Henry's 12 Days of Christmas, Henry McKean met Christmas tree sellers. He visited Kavanagh's Christmas Trees. They sell 10,000 trees every year, and they have a Christmas tree farm with over 120,000 trees. So Henry met growers, fussy customers, and he actually himself tried to sell Christmas trees.
Christy Kavanagh here from Kavanagh Christmas Trees. Been growing trees, myself and my father, since 1955. Newtown on Kennedy, a place called Glendara. The market is changing. People want a fuller tree. They want an alternative, a different species of trees. We've seen back in the past that it was Norway spruce, lodgepole pine, noble fir. Now there's other species coming into the marketplace.
Christy, today I'm here just beside Leopardstown Racecourse, beside the M50, and I'm selling trees. We're actually inside a marquee full of beautiful trees, all shapes and sizes, big and double-decker buses, some of them. You've grown all of these trees?
We've grown all of these at our farm. Yeah, they're local product, environmentally friendly compared to, if I mentioned, the plastic products came from China.
And your argument is a real tree, when it's growing, it's helping the environment with all that carbon.
It is. A real tree takes in carbon dioxide and it gives out oxygen, stores the CO2 in the root system under carbon sequestration, it's called. But the plastic product is made from oil, which comes from China.
So you'd have to basically keep that fake Christmas tree for decades to make it environmentally friendly, but people don't. Whereas these, you can just plant new ones once you cut them down, so yeah. You are helping the environment.
Yeah, the problem with the plastic tree is made from a non-renewable resource, so it's made, it's an oil-based product. So we would say simply, in Irish Christmas tree growers, is it oil-based or soil-based?
I'm having a chat with Niamh Kavanagh. You're 20, you're Christy's daughter. Growing up on a Christmas tree farm, was every day like Christmas?
Every day was like Christmas. It was always magical, running around the Christmas trees as children. Everyone wanted to be at my house.
And the fact that there's Christmas trees growing, or they've just been cut, that are actually older than you, older than 20.
Older than 20, yeah, so they've been around longer than me.
I'm Vinnie McEntee. I'm a friend of Christy's, a workman. I come to work with Christy just through coincidence, cutting grass and things, and I started to get to know Christy, and I got on to with him with the Christmas trees. And from that, for the last, I suppose, 20 years or thereabouts.
So you've been helping Christy out for the last 20 years. What do you love about working with Christmas trees?
His product. His product, how he can produce such a good product. He seems to be able to have his product in pristine condition at Christmas and can present them so well. Just to walk in here and see the trees, you have no problem selling them because they are, as you look down there, the tree is perfect. It looks like something you see on a Christmas card. It's a credit to Christy how he can have his product looking so well. It's a tireless work all year round. It's not just having a Christmas tree of a Christmas, a week before Christmas, have it right. You have to have it right all year round.
So it's all about getting that perfection
by
looking after and caring and nurturing the trees.
Yeah. And make sure that they're presentable.
So let's say, for example, a customer comes out now to this Christmas tree warehouse right beside the M50, right beside Leopardstown Racecourse.
Mm-hmm.
If I hold this tree up here, what do I say about this beautiful tree? I'm just lifting up a Christmas tree. How do I sell this to the customer?
You sell it by how you present it.
So you kind of twirl it.
You present it. As you can see, the tree, I'm presenting that tree, and you can see that the tree is in pristine condition. There's no scars on the barks. There's no, the tree is in perfect condition. The needles are in perfect condition, proportioned and shaped. In the summertime, we as Christy, he goes round and he prunes that tree, he bud picks and gets the tree into the shape. People think that the tree is, grows like that, but the farmer, the Christmas tree grower, he has to...
He's got to work at it.
You've got to work at it. Every tree in every field has to be visited at least once a year. Let it be 5 foot tall or 10 foot tall, the trees has to be visited and maintained.
Christy, a day in the life of yourself and your family on the Christmas tree farm, what do you do?
At the moment, what we do is we get up and we check, of course, our mails and stuff from the day before. There's trees going out every day online, so we have to check all our online customers, what they've ordered. Those trees are cut fresh, go out that day online. KavanaghChristmasTrees.ie. We go out then to the farm, we cut down those trees, cut to order, so they're cut fresh, going online. Some of the trees... people who want it wide, other people want it 6 foot, other people 7, 8, 9, 10 foot. So then there's different species of trees as well, so they can pick out that on the online shop. Some of them then will want a stand with the tree, a simple stand or a water stand. So we prepare all that product and we label them accordingly. So our courier comes then at 9:30 and all the trees go in a big truck or van to Dublin or wherever they have to be distributed
so
to.
So very busy.
Very, very busy, yeah. So that's very intense part of the day. So the product then goes to the customer. Then we deal with wholesale product that has to go on trucks that could have to go as far as Bushmills in Antrim or
so
it could be going to Cork.
All over the country. And how many trees do you have growing?
We have about 120,000 trees on the farm and we cut about 10,000 annually.
Vinny, this tree weighs an absolute ton. It's huge. How tall is this beauty?
That tree is around between 9 and 10 foot. That tree has been growing for, I suppose, 12 years.
And it's bushy.
It's full. It's full and
gorgeous.
Very well looked after. But that tree would have been visited in his lifetime, I'd say, in the course of 10 years, every year and 8 years.
It's been checked and pruned.
It's been checked and pruned and looked and visited.
Okay, I'm going to have to get you to take the tree from me because it's just, I can't keep it up.
No problem, I have it. We do have to be used to the weight. A noble four, if you wish, a noble four.
So a noble four would be perfect for like a semi-detached.
Yes.
2 metres.
6 to 7 foot. But standard ceilings are 8 foot six. So you could go to a 7 foot tree, 7, 7.5 foot. 8 foot six is your standard ceilings in an ordinary bungalow. So you could go on to 7 foot tree. That's your height. But there is people comes in and they want tree at 10 foot, 12 foot.
You can't have a tree that's too big. You'd have to cut the top off.
Believe me, there's some big houses in the country.
There are some very large houses.
And then there's some people that has no houses. So we have a tree to suit every house and every situation.
And you do. You've got small trees. You've got affordable trees. Everything.
We have affordable trees, small trees. We even have little trees there for apartments and kids that's at college and that. We do have some very small trees. Some people just doesn't have the money to buy big trees.
Yeah.
I'm getting that beautiful smell of Christmas tree, and you can't fake that no matter how many different sprays you get. It's gorgeous.
No, it's a beautiful aroma, yeah, yeah. I don't have to put any fly spray on me, as they call it, or deodorant, is it? Yeah.
How would it differ, Christy, when it comes to the quality of the tree and what customers want compared to rural Ireland and Dublin?
Here where we are trading in Fox Rock here, people are very particular and... it's an affluent area. And
having a chat with Shirley Hamilton, you're buying a tree. You've chosen this beauty. Why?
It's got a great shape and it's the right size, tall wise, and it's got sort of room in between each sort of level. So.
And you want the best.
We do.
And
yeah.
It's a tall tree. How are you going to get that into the house? It's huge.
Oh God, good question. I'll leave that to the husband.
I'm having a chat with Dee Walsh. What do you want in your perfect Christmas tree?
Well, we've a particular area, so we like a nice tall tree, but not too fat because it takes up too much of the room. So that's our problem.
And what about this tree here? Do you like this one?
I love the tree, but it's too wide. It comes out too far
too
at the
wide.
Bottom. Yeah, yeah.
And it's got to be tall, but not too fat.
That's it.
But
perfect.
You're not too fussy.
Not really, no.
Okay, so Vinny, I'm going to try and help you lift this 10-foot tree.
And we're going to carry it up and put it through the netter.
We're going to put it through the netter, okay. Here we go. All right, we're lifting up this 10-footer. Whew, it weighs a ton.
Pull it through here.
I'm having a chat with Paul Connerty, Christy Kavanagh's nephew. Every Christmas you take a month off to help
I
out.
I do,
with
I would.
Christmas
I take a month off my usual work, which is I'd be an electrician. By trade, so I take a month off just to give Christy a dig out, you know.
We found the tree. It was, I think it was the third one.
So it's really just trial and error. The more trees you see, the better chance you are finding the right one. A bit like in a clothes shop.
It's exactly like a clothes shop, but it's funny. Each year I come here, I nearly pick it out within 5 minutes.
And you know.
And I know it's the right tree for me.
Well, Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Henry McKean. Henry's 12 Days of Christmas with Kavanagh Christmas Trees at Leopardstown Racecourse in Dublin. And we'll have more from Henry tomorrow.